Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with fabulous Italian food and, of course, great service at Paparazzi Restaurant. Don't forget to book your table. Do it now. paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
Ed Sheeran took to social media last night to finally reveal the name of his upcoming, highly anticipated fourth studio album and the release date.
So, yeah, it has been 2 years since I've released a project and four years since I've released a solo album. But I am putting out my fourth studio solo album on October the 29th, and it's going to be called Equals, which you might have guessed. There's 14 songs on the album. I love it. I think it's the best bit of work that I've done, and it's cohesive and it feels great.
He then shared the song he played at Michael Gudinski's funeral, Visiting Hours, which will also be on the album and features backing vocals by Kylie Minogue and Jimmy Barnes.
I wish that heaven, the visiting hour, so I could just show up and bring her.
Wow. Such a beautiful song. And he recorded that in a church. You can hear the atmospheric echo, can't you?
Sure.
Gorgeous. And then Ed gave us a sneaky snippet of the next single that he's dropping on September 10th.
This might be the song that's coming out on September the 10th.
Go dancing underneath the stars. Oh yeah, I want it all. You got me feeling like I want to be that guy. I want to kiss your eyes. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I'm like my soul's on fire. I wanna stay up.
Oh, how amazing does that sound? I can't wait till October 29th when Equals is out.
Scarlett Johansson has given birth to her first child with husband Colin Jost. And his name is, well, it's out of this world. Her husband posted his excitement saying, okay, we have had a baby. His name is Cosmo. We love him very much.
Aww.
Cosmo is a younger brother to Scarlett's daughter Rose from a previous marriage.
How cute is that? And anime is trending so hard right now, and Disney has totally caught on. Their latest animated series, Star Wars Visions, sees seven Japanese anime studios reimagining the Star Wars universe in an anthology series, all with their own unique spin. Star Wars Visions streams exclusively on Disney Plus from September 22nd.
Long ago, a great warrior came to this village and entrusted our ancestors with this. Its power and responsibility now lie with you. You've been guided by the Force since you were born.
At last, the moment arrives.
It's the first time I've confronted such darkness, something ancient and sinister.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.